Belinda and Little Tiger Group present this unabridged recording of Tourmaline and the Museum of Marvels. Tourmaline, Book 2, written by Ruth Lauren and read by Stephanie Lane. Tourmaline picked up a vial of green liquid and glanced at the professor dozing at the front of the science lab. Professor Nykvist, the latest in a long line of junior professors at Pellavere University, bribed or ordered to wrangle an education into Tourmaline's head, had clearly found her day quite trying. Her efforts to stay awake weren't going well, and her head was now sagging gently onto the robes folded across her chest. Tourmaline looked at the Bunsen burner and the round-bottomed glass flask in front of her. The professor's current state was probably for the best. In the week since Tourmaline had fallen into the source of magic on the island of Elsewhere, during a mission to rescue her mother, there had been several unfortunate incidents over which she'd had no control. If anything untoward was about to happen, it would be helpful if the professor slept through it. She tried to think positively, though. With any luck, she could complete the chemistry test, then meet George and May in the orchard as planned. "No magic," she whispered to herself. "Not now." She turned the flame on the burner up, took one more look at the professor, still asleep, and poured the green liquid into the flask of red powder. Nothing happened, which was better than something terrible happening, but not likely to bring about an end to the science test. Tourmaline needed to get on with more important things, like a very different, secret set of experiments that George had been conducting. She tapped the glass impatiently, then gave the flask a shake for good measure and turned the flame up even higher. The mixture in the flask, now a muddy sort of colour, began to bubble. This was promising, and Tourmaline took heart. "Professor Nykvist," she said, "I think it's were..." The liquid bubbled higher, reaching the top of the flask. Tourmaline hastily turned the flame down, but more and more bubbles appeared, multiplying at an alarming rate. The flask was beginning to look ominously volcanic. Tourmaline didn't have time to do anything about it. The contents of the flask exploded in such a spectacular fashion that they hit the ceiling. Tourmaline shot upright, eyes wide, heart frog-jumping. "I said no magic!" The professor snorted awake, at first dazed and then horrified, as a cascade of noxious-smelling liquid, bubbles and, somehow, gas rained down on the lab. Tourmaline threw a frantic glance round the room for something, anything that could stop the chaos.